Ashwin Kiran visited Juneau in February.
My question is, why are there no strip clubs in Juneau?
His curious Juneau question came to him on the eve of Super Bowl Sunday.
One of my traditions is my buddies and I, at least in Indianapolis, went and watched the Super Bowl at strip clubs only because it was the only place where there wouldn't be any other people.
What was your life before you met me, Ashwin?
Well, I was watching Super Bowls at strip clubs.
Yeah,
so.
It sounds...
It's been a trade-off.
So yeah, Ashwin and I know each other. We've actually been dating for 2 years, and I played a supporting role in his curious Juneau question.
What's a theory that you have?
I think there could be something in statute that prohibits strip clubs. The state told me this is a local issue, so I marched over to City Hall. They sent me to the clerk's office, who sent me to the permitting office. Great, thank you. Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine, how are you? I'm Caroline.
I'm Allison.
Allison Eddins is a city planner. She didn't have an immediate answer, but said she would get back to me.
Hi, Caroline. This is Allison from the Juneau Planning Department. Legally, the city is not allowed to restrict strip clubs. We can dictate where they go, but the city can't say no adult entertainment. And it turns out that Juneau does have a sometime strip club, which is at the Viking Bar downtown. Anyway, good question.
I went to the Viking on a Saturday around 11:30 at night. The place hadn't transformed into a full-blown strip club, but rather a club with some strippers. One of those strippers was Rachel Bird, who goes by Lucy when she's on stage. She runs a company that brings strip shows to the Viking and a few other bars. She's also quite a history buff.
I spent like the last, you know, day and a half doing archival searches on interesting historical factors that probably gave Juneau its leaning. Not to seem like a super nerd, but I'll grab my list out here. There's Temperance, of course. There's that red light district in the 1955-1956 era where
Temperance, or the banning of alcohol, and the criminalization of prostitution were part of the early progressive movement. While other states outlawed prostitution in the early 1900s, it remained legal in Alaska until the mid-50s. In 1954, the U.S. government ordered it to stop. But the industry continued. Public officials quietly condoned it for 2 years due to the immense political power of saloon and brothel owners. Now, we're not historians, and stripping is not the same as prostitution. But Rachel and I agreed. This not-so-distant history has probably shaped Juneau's attitudes towards strip clubs to some degree. So if you had to, like, give an explanation, would you have one of why you think there aren't any strip clubs right now in Juneau?
I think there's a possibility that business owners are scared to have that association because it seems like there's some possibility they could have negative reception.
This was something I heard from others as well. I spoke with the owner of the Viking, as well as a few other bar owners downtown. They thought that doing it out in the open would draw criticism and possibly damage their reputations. They also said the social backlash could result in regulations. The industry enjoys some of the most lenient rules in the country right now. It wasn't just them. Almost every person I spoke with for this story hinted at the social consequences in one way or another. So it's possible that the brand of progressivism that led to Juneau's reform is still alive and well today. But apparently, so is the spirit of Juneau's red light district. In Juneau, I'm Caroline Halter.